Welcome to the Real Estate Trainer Podcast with your host, Brian Eisenhower. This podcast is brought to you by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. ICC provides customized and structured coaching and training programs for real estate agents and team leaders, representing many of the top producing agents in North America. ICC also offers broker and owner consulting on agents recruiting, training, and retention. For more info, visit EisenhowerCoaching.com or find us on Facebook.
Hi, my name is Brad Baldwin. I'm with Eisenhower Real Estate Coaching and Consulting. And today I'm with Tiffany Hernandez out of Pismos Beach, California. And we're going to be bringing you today what we have been working on this year in 2020. As you have known, we've been thrown our set of challenges with the whole COVID-19 and what have you. And actually, Tiffany's business has exploded. In fact, she's almost doubled what she's done last year. Last year, she sold over 20 million. In fact, she sold 24 million last year. And this year, right now, at the beginning of May, she's already at 13 million closed and pending. So she's about double her business and through a pandemic, nonetheless. Tiffany, tell me a little bit about you and where you're from real quick. And then I have some questions for you.
Sure. My name is Tiffany Hernandez. And as Brad said, I am with Keller Williams in Pismo Beach on the Central Coast in California. And I'm originally from the Central Valley, so not too far, Visalia, where actually Brian Eisenhower is from also. I was actually a nurse for 20 years, and I decided to get my real estate license, started to love the business, and went full-time real estate for 4 years now.
Awesome. 4 years in the business. Fantastic. Let's just kind of go over last year. You sourced your business. That was one of the first things I had you do. And where does most of your business come from?
Last year for 2019, 59% of my business was from my sphere of influence. 15% was from open houses. Online searches were just someone searching online was 12%, and paid leads was 14%.
So we have 59% of our business coming from our SOI and about 28% coming from online. Oh, the open houses were 15% of your business comes from X. Can't do it anymore. Okay.
Yeah. Right.
So that's over with. So we had to figure out something new. We got hit with COVID-19. Or we got hit with anything, and what we did is we pivoted around that. One of the things that we were concerned about was if most of your business comes from your SOI, how do you get more business from your SOI?
Right. How do we do that?
How do we do that?
So what kind of happened this year is one, I got to coach you, so yay. And you happened to be out jogging one day and saw this cool sign promoting a farm area, I believe, yeah. Correct? It was a little bit different, but essentially what it branched out to was me wanting to support local businesses on the Central Coast. And so we had some signs made that said Central Coast Strong and Loyal to Local, promoting small businesses. Initially, the idea is it would go out to my clients, my friends, and my family. I have a 17-year-old son who, while we were over dinner discussing, my business is a family business. We all participate in it. He had this idea to start a Facebook group called Central Coast Strong. That quickly grew. That has become a huge, huge sphere of influence for me, like a huge connection, business to business.
So it's been That's right, amazing. The business to business portion of it. That was the question I asked. It said 59%. Come from your sphere of influence. So I want to get more out of your sphere of influence is to make it what?
Okay. Absolutely.
So Central Coast Strong. And we had the branding with the signs and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're meeting other people. But one of the main things that we said, if we want to really put this on steroids, was we have to make a business to business relationships with people virtually. Now, how did you do that without ever meeting these people?
Right. So with the Facebook group, I was very mindful to make sure that I was answering them or responding to them, their posts, their likes, asking questions on my Facebook group. Who's open to serve takeout? You know, what business do you have? And from there, the idea came to do weekly interviews with small businesses. So each week on a Thursday, I do a 20 to 30 minute interview with a small business, learning more about what they're offering and how COVID-19 pandemic has affected them and what we can do to help them.
That's right. Because coming from contribution, right?
Absolutely.
Taking a group that's very active, by the way. In fact, if you don't mind, I'm going to show it. This is her group. It's called Central Coast Strong. And it's an amazing group. And if you look down here, you now have got people saying, hey, I'm looking for some very ripe strawberries to make jam. Know of any place to find some. And look at the engagement.
And you know what's been so amazing? The positivity and the unity from it. Like, there's only been very, very few where, you know, I've had to kind of engage and maybe even remove. But for the most part, everybody is just wanting to really support each other. And right now we're in the phase right there. She's excited because she gets to reopen. And so look at, I mean, she had quite a bit.
Five comments, 46 likes, two shares.
Yeah, they're excited about getting spray tans.
and I actually love this ice cream.
I know, that's really great.
It's pretty amazing. And, you know, 42 likes, three comments. I mean, you get a lot of engagement on here. And like, look at this. This is you posting in here.
Yes. So I had a client reach out to me. She wants to have a party with a pony. And I remembered seeing it somewhere. And so I posted it for her. And as you can see, there were lots of responses about, I don't have girls, I only have boys, so we don't do pony parties. But actually that is a business on the Central Coast. You know what, that is funny. It actually has been really good for me to learn also about what is offered here that I didn't even know was a business here. Like now I'm having fresh produce delivered to my house. I had somebody send me a necklace. I mean, I'm utilizing these businesses myself.
That's right.
It's been great.
That's right. And so the thing is you could see now you're kind of the central hub. Mm-hmm. You're kind of like Google for the Central Coast when they want to know about a business. Okay.
Right. And you know what? And I think I shared with you earlier, what's amazing about this is I'm essentially doing something I love to do. I love networking. I love learning about people. And I am now feeling my business grow as a reward from that.
That's right.
I'm very proud of my community. I want to be involved in my community. I've only lived here 5 years. So this has been a huge, huge positive experience for me, for sure.
So where do you see the future when it comes to technology and brand building that you've created with the Facebook group?
I really want to be mindful to keep Central Coast Strong going. So when I say that, the technology from it obviously has allowed me to connect with people through technology, whereas before it was person to person. We had that taken away from us. You know, that was something that I prided myself on, is being able to communicate, network. Well, all of that went away and I was able to use technology to continue that same connection with people.
So meeting with these new business-to-business people, now we get them into what we call the 40 contact plan, because now they're in our CRM, okay? And as Brian said a million times, we get a 7-to-1 return. Meaning, if you're working our 40 contact plan system, you're going to see for every 7 people that you meet, you're going to get a transaction. Right. So if we met an extra 3,000 people, which we did, that's an extra 430 deals a year that we're going to be able to do. Maybe not this year, but probably next year, because we have to nurture the relationships. We basically just built you an extra, and your price point, you know, at $12,000, that's almost an extra $750,000 a year in GCI, just from building relationships with businesses. Right? Going out and doing a little extra work for the community. And yeah, I think you hit the nail right on the head, doing something that you're passionate about and that you love doing.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I've really taken time. Like tomorrow, I haven't told you yet. Tomorrow on Central Coast Strong, we're going to have the mayor of Arroyo Grande. And the reason is because she also has a child who's graduating this year. And she has made these signs or like banners that list all the high school students for Arroyo Grande. So they're lined the streets of our downtown. And she's been a huge promoter of Central Coast Strong. So it'll be nice to talk to her and for her to be able to share what's coming for our businesses, you know, the process of reopening, etc. That's
awesome. So the mayor, so now you were on the news, and now you're on the news, and now you're going to be with the mayor in front of the whole town, saying, "Hey, Tiffany Hernandez with Keller Williams, and here's Central Coast Strong, the Google for the Central Coast for any small businesses, and just a way to tie the whole community together." And you're the hub, and that's pretty cool.
And you know what's been so amazing is I am enjoying every moment of this. One of the reasons I got into real estate was the nurturing of a relationship and really caring. Obviously, I was a nurse for 20 years. It's almost like I found my niche in the business, so to speak. You know, the pandemic is a big deal. This is very, very stressful for these businesses. It's been great to be allowed to be a resource for them and someone to go to and support them through this.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, hey, thanks for being with us today. And we can't wait to see what happens. And I can't wait to see what it's a pleasure coaching you, because I've tried to get a lot of realtors to do this. About half of them done it. Not all of them, but half of them did it. And the ones that have done it have all loved it and their business exploded. Imagine that. They listen to their coach and things, things happen. That's amazing. I know. So anyway, I look forward to talking with you soon and seeing what's happening.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Real Estate Trainer Podcast, sponsored by Eisenhower Coaching and Consulting. For more information about real estate coaching or to watch Brian's training videos, check out therealestatetrainer.com or find us on social media. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast so you get the latest episodes as soon as they're available.